It is 11 o'clock, and as promised, I am joined in studio by Miss Abby Phillips. Now, Miss Abby Phillips is not your ordinary student athlete at Bath County High School. She's on the cross country team, tennis team. She cheers, sideline cheers for football and basketball. And also, the Chargers are working on a competition cheer team. Seeing that that wasn't enough for her, she decided to be the student council president. She's a member of Beta. And you're taking college classes, too?
Yes, I am.
I want to ask you, where do you find the time for all this?
It's not easy, but all these things are what I like to do. I think that it's a privilege to get to do them, and it's so much easier to find time to do things when they're exactly what you love to do.
Your senior year is here. I can imagine that, you know, all the emotions that comes with that. Talk about the last couple of years, what it's been like for you, what this experience has meant for you.
Yeah, it's been a long couple of years. You know, after eighth grade, we were sent home for a couple of years for COVID, and we worked through online school, which was very difficult. But I think that it just makes us stronger as a person to go through all that. And now I feel like that I have a lot of advice and a lot to help the younger students.
Well, you talked about the fact that you started doing so much online with the other students during COVID, and now that you're taking your college courses, that's, you know, as you're zooming into a lot of those classes, how did adjusting to virtual learning work for you?
Yeah, it's definitely helped me in today when I'm zooming into Dabney, because it's just so much easier to access Canvas and online, that I've done that for so many years now, and it's important to know how to communicate with teachers virtually, and I think that that is a skill that I've definitely learned from online school.
You're the second cross-country athlete that I've had in here, and it's, you know, you've heard me talk about it. I feel like your race is maybe a little too long. I could push the finish line a little closer, but cross-country is such an endurance sport. Talk about your relationship with cross-country and how you fell in love with it.
Yeah, it's definitely a mental sport. You just have to keep telling your mind to keep going, even when, you know, physically you're very tired and it's not easy at times. But I think what helps me is having a really supportive team and coach that just helps you get through it and encourage you even when it's not easy.
Well, you know, you also participate in tennis. And tennis, you know, last year you guys had some success. You guys had a fairly good season. I think you want to improve on last year, but you had something to build on. You know, talk about tennis and when you started playing that.
I started tennis my ninth grade year. We actually didn't have enough people for a team, so Coach Phillips reached out to me and he was like, hey, do you want to be our sixth player just so we don't have to forfeit? And I was like, I don't know how good I'm gonna be, but I'll try. And I did, and I ended up absolutely loving it. I still play today. Last season was incredible. As a team, we were conference champions, and me and Sadie went to regionals in our doubles and ended up being quarterfinalists in the region, which is incredible. It was just the growth of to watch our team grow was amazing to watch.
You have a couple teammates that overlap with tennis too, so that's got to make it fairly easy.
Yeah, it is. That's a little bit why I started cross country. Sadie is my doubles partner in tennis, and she runs cross country, and she has nothing bad to say about it. She just absolutely loves it and the atmosphere of it. So she kind of encouraged me to give it a try, and I'm so glad she did.
Well, Sadie Alphen's not only a very talented artist and athlete, she's superhuman, super cool. Cheerleading, you do sideline cheer for football and basketball, and you were mentioning that you guys are gonna start a competition cheer team. Talk about that.
Yeah, Coach Umstead has been amazing. She has college cheer experience, so she has had a lot to help us with. She brought back stunting and tumbling at Bath County Cheer, which was really amazing. And she's been such a big help trying to get us start a competition team. She's helped us fundraise, and we're really working on building that up for, you know, not just us now, but for the future.
If you are just tuning in, the voice you heard is that of Miss Abby Phillips. She is a senior on the tennis team, the cross country team. She's a cheerleader. She's in Beta, and she's the student council president. Abby, as you transition into your senior year and you start thinking about the next things to come, you know, have you considered your next step in life? Have you narrowed down where you want to take this thing?
Yeah, well, my passion has always really been for helping others. And for years now, I've known that I wanted to be a doctor. Specifically an osteopathic doctor. So I'm planning to attend a four-year college and then transfer to med school eventually.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, we definitely need more healthcare professionals in this country, so wish you all the best with that. As you think about your education and the classes that, you know, are helping you pursue your education, what classes or what fields do you really find your strengths in?
This year, I'm really glad that we have an in-person anatomy teacher. I think that is really helping me with my medical knowledge to know the body that well. And we're fortunate to have Mr. Hubert and not having to learn that online.
Okay, well, if you're just joining us, the voice you just heard is that of Abby Phillips. She's a senior at Bath County High School. What we're going to do at this time is we're going to hear a message. We're going to hear a song. We're going to come back on the other side of the break. Stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio. It is 11:12, and I am joined in studio by BCHS student athlete Miss Abby Phillips, member of the cross country team, tennis, cheer, beta, student council president. You know, Abby, as most of us go through high school and life, we always have those people in our corner who kind of push us, help us out through the tough times. And, you know, who are some of the teachers or faculty or staff that really, you know, poured into you, have tried to help you and get through these years? Talk about some of those folks.
Yeah, well, Miss Umstead, Mr. Fry, and Coach Phillips are all, not only are they my teachers and have they been my teachers, but they're also my coaches. So it's really nice to see them supporting me outside of academics as well. And Mr. Taylor, he's new last year, but he does an amazing job at supporting people at whatever they're doing, whether it's academics, sports, outside of school, in school, everything.
You said something early in the conversation. You talked about wanting to be able to help folks and whatnot. As a teammate, as someone who's involved in student council, you know, do you intentionally sort of go out of your way to fill in the gaps or find those folks that could use a little bit of help?
Yeah, I definitely try to on our sports teams and also just in our school. That's one of the big goals this year of the student council, is to help students find their way, because nobody knows the student body better than the student body. So I think it's really important.
You know, bullying has sort of always been something you've had to deal with in school in this age. And your generation dealing with the virtual bullying and the advancements in technology, you know, do you guys see any of that? Or do you, like, have you had to be in a situation where you've maybe had to stand up for someone? Or
it definitely goes on at the school, but I try not to take part in it. And I try to, you know, be on the right side of things and help people. It's not an easy thing to go through, but it's even worse when you go through it alone. So I try to be there for anyone and everything.
It's been awesome sitting here talking to you. You've made the show better for sure. As we transition into the next part of the show and get you back to class, because I know that with your schedule, it's always classes to go. You know, what are some of the things you think you'll take with you into the next part of your life from BCHS?
I think definitely the ability to be friends with different groups of people. Throughout high school, you know, there's so many different people with different attitudes, they're just different. And it's nice to get to know everybody, whether they're similar to you, have similar likes, dislikes, you know, just everything.
We always like to do some this or that questions, let the folks know who we're really talking to. And so I want to ask you, would you rather use your smartphone or tablet?
Smartphone.
Coffee or iced tea?
Iced tea. Sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
Reality shows or documentaries?
Documentaries.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix, maybe?
Ketchup or ranch?
Ranch.
Okay. Air guitars or air drums?
Oh, no. Let's go with air guitars, but they're both pretty cool. So.
Pizza or Chinese food?
I am a huge fan of pizza, so gotta stick with that.
Weekends or holidays?
Holidays, for sure. I love holidays.
The last one, most important question, smooth peanut butter or crunchy?
Smooth peanut butter. All day.
Well, Abby, it's sincerely been a pleasure interviewing you. Thank you so much for your time. Wish you nothing but success throughout the next school year and in everything you pursue in life. Thank you so very much. What we're going to do is hear a song, and we'll be back on the other side of the break. Stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio.